Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, good morning. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 1-877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. That's like it's not quite a sports stadium, but it's a lot bigger than a palatial home, isn't it? 50 million rounds inside the 27,000 square feet, though. And every time I say that, it boggles my mind. How do I quantify that in my mind's eye? And then the prices. That, once again. But that's the kind of price you can throw out there when you're putting out that much ammunition, as Ammunition Depot does. And you can get involved in that and take advantage of that by going to AmmunitionDepot.com. Second hour of the show, we're going to be joined by Steve the Yeti Fisher. We're going to talk training and some other things that Steve does, and, you know, just be with Steve, because I need to be with Steve, because I'm angry today. I'm angry today. We exist in a world today where our president has no point of reference. To a certain degree, we can try to forgive him about not understanding what it is to be an American, especially the gun culture. He grew up in the exclusive Menteg district of Jakarta before moving to Honolulu, Hawaii to attend a private school. And he knew nothing of the continental United States until he moved to California as a young adult to attend Occidental College in L.A. Then he moved to New York City to attend Columbia. Then he moved to Chicago for his first job as a community, his first and only job as a community organizer, before going to Harvard. After Harvard, he returned to Chicago, lived there until he moved to Washington, D.C. as president. His exposure to firearms at that point had been seeing them in the arms of the Indonesian military and on the hips of the Hawaiian, L.A., New York, and Chicago police officers, and, of course, in the crime news in the various blue state metropolises he's lived in. He views a firearm, I believe, as a tool that he can use to enforce the laws that he passes and the executive orders that he proclaims, and he views them as something useful to provide to allies and drug cartels and foreign terrorists to shape domestic and international politics. He, however, views them as a threat to his one true faith and all-powerful federal government. This is where he bows his head every day. Not to Mecca, not to the Christian God, but to centralized government. And he views them as a vessel for crime and murder among criminals. He views firearms as he views everything else in America, something to be exploited. This idea that a gun would be a personal liberty tool is foreign to him. The same way life in an Indonesian private school would be foreign to you and me. The concept of being responsible for your own safety and that of your family is as alien to him as the concept of personal responsibility itself. Barack Hussein Obama is an American president without an appreciation for the essential nature of firearms as part of our heritage and the American spirit. And we can try to forgive him for these shortcomings, but we can't continue spreading the fiction or allowing him to spread the fiction of the gun violence problem. The gun violence problem is a big albatross. And if you look at people think the way he does, like Bloomberg, okay, it's very clear that all of this is racial in nature, black America. Now, Bloomberg got out there. Bloomberg has rebranded himself so many times it's pathetic. But he was, where was he at? He was speaking at a college, and this has been suppressed quite a bit. But he said, it's controversial, but the first thing is all of your, 95% of your murders and murderers and murder victims fit one description. And you can Xerox it and pass it out to all the cops. They're male, minorities, 15 to 25. That's true in New York. It's true in virtually every city in America. You've got to get the guns out of the hands of people, the people getting killed. First thing you can do is to help that group is to keep them alive. It's quite stunning that the media and activists have not challenged this comment that young minority males should be disarmed. Maybe in the context in which he's speaking, he gets one part of it right. Yes, the overwhelming majority of demographics that get killed here in the United States by guns in murder are black American males, young black American males, cut down in the prime of their life. We'll never know where they are. That's a tragedy. That should be looked at as a tragedy. But this gun violence, it's becoming more and more of a code word. And this is an excuse for many things. When Obama wants to attack the life and liberty of, or just the rights of the gun owners, of the 134 million gun owners, he can blame gun violence. He can get out there and look at one single incident out of 134 million owners and say, this has to be stopped and we have to stop this. And he can scapegoat. When the anti-liberty Democrats want to scapegoat for the unending crime problems in Democratic-controlled cities, they can blame gun violence instead of the cycle of poverty and despair and lack of education and the whole, I mean, the 50 years of layers that they've been enjoying it there. They can blame the gun violence because they certainly are not going to get out there and let it fall on their social engineering experiment. It can be a scapegoat when white wealthy progressives lament gun violence. They do so with the specter of carjackings and home invasions in their minds, fearing that the minority other will intrude upon their suburban golf course homes, their penthouse views, and their trendy urban lofts. They use gun violence to try to seize liberty for me and you. They use this same gun violence as code to disguise their deep-seated fear that black people are inherently violent. They feel if they take away the tool that the violence will stop. And that's how much they know about the root cause of violence. The root cause of violence is much less nefarious than simple evil. Evil is something that is grown. Although there is natural evil out there. But firearms are not the problem. Gun violence is a myth. And it's a multipurpose straw man. And minorities are not the problem. Black America is not the problem. Michael Bloomberg understands this. Michael Bloomberg has actually stopped gun violence, but he's done it with economic development in bad areas like in Louisiana. Not with gun control, but with opportunity, real opportunity, a real chance, which is a very bitter irony. He does seem to view violence as a genetic trait. From the Denver Post, Kurt Mitchell and Noel Phillips almost get it as well. They lament the no-snitching culture, the infantile nature of the slights that lead to murders and the tit-for-tat retaliation killings, and the police response of disruption tactics to try to temporarily stem these attacks, but they refuse to address the problem of a specific minority culture. We don't have a gun violence problem. We don't have a black male problem. If you could magically strip away every firearm for this same violent subculture, they'd find another way to carry out the violence and intimidation tactics, or they would find a way to get those weapons back. That genie's out of the bottle. There's no magical way to strip that away. And in the meantime, while we're all focusing on this, we can conveniently forget about the 800-pound gorilla in the room, which I'm going to go off on next. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at georgiaoptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
So Mark and his wife came over to see my wife and me, and he began talking about the 4th of July, Independence Day, you know? And he said GunsAdie.com's having a really awesome special for the 4th of July. Celebrate your independence with the pistols now. The pistol kit's $4.99. That's right, $4.99. And the Hillary special is back by popular demand. You remember? 230 round mags, all that. GunsAdie.com. GunsAdie.com. Go. GunsAdie.com. Now. Go now.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com, onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
To you by Ammunition Depot. AmmunitionDepot.com. This is where, if it's on the website, that means it's in stock. The price to the left is correct. Yes, as crazy as it is, it's correct. The continuing chain of ammunition coming in and going out, just like the circle of life continues on as the world turns at the AmmunitionDepot.com. Going to the phones. Craig in Pennsylvania, yes, sir.
How you doing, Bill?
I'm all right.
Yeah, Sunday I finally got a chance to shoot my AR-15 for the very first time.
And?
That was sweet.
Yeah, that's the problem with those things. They're a good time. It's not really training if you're enjoying it, is it?
Yeah, I had some help in zeroing my red dot sight, and we put up a silhouette, and I was doing headshots at 50 yards.
Yeah, push it out a little further. As you get good with it, you'll be doing headshots at 200, 250. It'll go that far.
Well, the range only goes to 100 yards, so I'm under to 100 yards.
Well, I've gotten to the age now, after about 120, 130 yards, I can't see him anyway. So, I don't even know if I need to be able to shoot beyond 100 yards now.
Yeah, that's a nice platform. I'm very well pleased for it. Has a little bit of a kick to it, but nothing I can't handle.
Well, compared to the other platforms, you're going to find that is the softest shooting of the so-called military variants, if you want to. I find it to be. I mean, I don't like the AK because it jumps too much. Some of the 308s, they work. Okay. But at the end of the day, coming home means I'm coming home to an AR.
Yeah, there was one guy there at a range. He had a rifle there, a bipod. I know it's a 308 with a big, huge scope on it. So that has a little more kick.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, you keep on shooting. Keep on shooting. Don't keep on training. The more you do it, the more you're going to enjoy it. And thanks for the call. I'm angry. Like I said, I'm angry. I'm angry because I have heard no apologies. I'm angry because the ones that would take your freedom are so arrogant that when it costs somebody their life, they feel completely above it all. Have we heard anything from State Senate President Steve Sweeney? For all I know, there has been something that's come out. I have not heard it because they're so busy trying to suppress it that anything he may have said has not come out. And I'm referring to the murder of Carol Bounds, where his gun control, the gun control he champions, got her killed. That makes me very angry. It makes me angry that Christie steps up and decides he wants to be president as well. He's going to try to do executive actions now to look better for president, to be the president. Likewise with my governor, Nikki Haley. She's looking around 2016. I'll pull down the Confederate flag. What? You want me to be VP? Well, I hadn't thought of that, but if you say so. I'm tired of being the stepping stone. Carol Bounds was a stepping stone. This young lady in San Francisco, murdered by an errant bullet by a 5-time deported, 7-time felon, illegal alien who wanted to go shoot and kill some sea lions. Murdered incompetently in a sanctuary city. While at the same time, the media gets out there and is jumping all over Donald Trump. Now, don't get me wrong. At this particular point, given the last two presidents we've had, I'm ready to roll the dice on who would the next president be. I'm ready to roll the dice. I see no upshot or short shot to any of these egomaniacs that wants to be our next chief executive. I certainly do not want to see the coronation of Hillary Clinton, and I'm hoping that she consumes herself. But let me give you an example. You know, Trump got out there and said, these are not the best they're sending us. They're sending us the people with a lot of problems, which is true. It's very true. They're bringing the crime. They're the rapists. They're bringing the drugs. They're bringing disease. You You know, one thing the government doesn't tell us is how many immigrants are committing crimes in America. Have you noticed that? We also don't ever hear about how many people waiting for a gun permit get murdered waiting on it. That's another thing we hear about, don't hear about. Here's the L.A. Police Department's list of most wanted criminal suspects. Jesse Enrique Manieres for murder. Cesar Augusto Nistal, child molestation. Jose A. Padilla, murder. Domicio Carlos Perez, murder. Ramon Reyes, robbery and murder. Victor Vargas, murder. Ruben Villa, murder. And the full most wanted list doesn't get any better. There aren't a lot of Mexicans in New York State. Half of all Mexican immigrants in the U.S. live either in Texas or in California. And yet, there are more Mexican prisoners in New York than there are for inmates from all of Western Europe. As for the crime of rape specifically, different groups have different criminal proclivities, and no one takes a backseat to Hispanics in terms of sex crimes. The rate of rape in Mexico is even higher than in India, according to Professor Carlos Javier Sherry Canovas of El Colegio de Mexico. A report from the Inter-American Children's Institute explains that in Latin America, women and children are seen as objects instead of human beings with rights and freedoms. All peasant cultures have non-progressive views on women, but Latin America happens to have the peasant culture that's closest to the United States. The only reason that our newspapers are not full of reports of Latino sexual predators is that they're too busy broadcasting hoax stories about non-existent gang rapes by white guys, like the Duke lacrosse team, or the University of Virginia fraternity members and the military contractors in Iraq. This is beginning to get to me. This is beginning to get to me. I am beginning to believe more and more that the United States reminds me of the story of Sodom and Gomorrah. For so long, we've been told that you can be what you want to be, and you can determine what you want to be, and you can identify how you want to identify, and these people should be allowed to come in because, after all, they're Americans, right? They're Americans, and we don't need borders for them, and why should they stand in line and all this other stuff? That very shortly, when this begins to consume itself, all of these liberals that put this in place, I'm going to want to video the shocked look when it comes to their doorstep. We'll be right back. I got some more ranting to do. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood. In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to SimplySafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimplySafeDefense.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot. That's where Dan and Seth and Scott work. And those three young fellows, they bring to bear 80 years of experience in getting ammo for you, selling ammo to you, making sure the ammo is available, and shipping it out in a timely manner. 80 years. That's impressive in this new internet age to have 80 years of experience. And they use it almost nonchalantly. It's just that much of a second nature to them. And what this means is they look at things and they identify where an area is and then they price it accordingly, and then you get to take advantage of that. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. You know, for New York to be the media center of the United States, they miss an awful lot, and they are as complicit as anybody else in this whole let's ignore the illegal. And one of the chatters in the chat room said, why do we call them immigrants? I agree with them. These are criminal fence jumpers that are not supposed to be here. They are contraband that walks. They are disease vectors in genes. How's that? That's different from immigrant, isn't it? Every time I hear about this stuff, I wish that Eisenhower was president again, because he was the last one that actually did something about this. With the aptly titled Operation Wetback 1, 2, and 3. And that worked. That worked for a bit. And then he got out of office, and then it was back to business as usual. In 2001 in New York, though, they were... everybody heard about the case of Baby Hope, a 4-year-old girl who was raped and murdered, and was stuffed into an igloo cooler off the Henry Hudson Parkway in 1991. After a 20-year investigation, they finally captured her rapist murderer in 2003. Conrado Juarez, an illegal alien from Mexico, who disposed of the girl's body, the little girl's body, with the help of his illegal alien sister. 2001, they were fixated on the case of Chandra Levy, the congressional intern who went missing. Everybody looked at Democratic Congressman Gary Condit. Turned out she was assaulted and murdered while jogging in Rock Creek Park by Ingmar Guandique, an illegal alien from El Salvador. There was a lot of press when the three Cleveland women went missing a decade ago. By the time they escaped in 2013 from a sick sexual pervert who'd been holding them captive, it was too late for the media to ignore the story. The girls hadn't been kidnapped by the Duke lacrosse team, but by Ariel Castro. And while they investigated Castro, the police discovered that he wasn't the only Hispanic raping young girls on his block. This was not the area where you sent your daughters to go hang out and trick-or-treat. Now, I don't know when she said this. I really don't. But she did say it, so let's give her credit for it. Nancy Pelosi once said that regardless of whether you're north or south on this hemisphere, we're all Americans. That absurd statement, we can sort of say that she should be the grand diva of the idea of a sanctuary city. You know, that's a city where they ignore law. Where they say to the illegal finch-jumping disease vectors in jeans, rapists in waiting, crime walking around. And that's the way they should all be looked at. I'm so sick of being humanitarian. I want to think good things about the nature of man, but I'm tired of this. I'm really tired of this. Now, in the past, Pelosi warned America that if Republicans stopped Obamacare funding for abortion, women would die on the floor. And so far, no one's died on the floor at an abortion clinic because she couldn't get an abortion or anything else. However, a young lady died on a sidewalk because of a sanctuary city, because of a policy that said, bring us your criminals, your illegals, those who will not go by the rules. We want them here because they'll vote for us. While Pelosi was actively trying to warn pre-choice women about the dangers of being denied funding to murder their unborn children, with her approval, illegal menace Juan Francisco Lopez Sanchez was lurking around San Francisco. And he went there because it was a sanctuary city. After being deported and dropped off the border five times, thanks to the non-existent border security, Juan, like a boomerang, kept coming back. And apart from being in the U.S. illegally, he had seven prior felony convictions, four of which were for drug charges. And he was well-traveled. He had felony convictions in Texas, Oregon, and Arizona. Yet somehow, with all of that background, the San Francisco authorities released Sanchez. So with that in mind, here's a question for Mr. Barack Obama, the so-called President of the United States. Excuse me, Mr. President, but did Sanchez happen to be one of the 36,000 criminal, illegal, alien, disease vectors, violent felons awaiting deportation, who were released by your emphatic, illegal, immigration-loving administration? If this were actually immigration, okay, maybe I could go along with it, but it's not immigration. This is criminal activity. Now, while we wait for that answer that we're never going to get, maybe we should contemplate the fact that Juan Francisco was one of the thousands released. Then, if he was, then there's a good chance armies of similar undocumented menaces are rambling around in all of the 57 of the states that Barack Obama managed to drop in on. In Lopez Sanchez's case, despite all the time and money spent on him and his repeated felonious actions, he felt confident in his ability to continue to defy the law. He was so secure of this that he decided as a leisure activity, he would go to Pier 14 in San Francisco with plans to shoot sea lions from the bridge. So he brought along an illegal firearm. By the way, being in the U.S. illegally is illegal, as is shooting protected marine wildlife. And Sanchez, this is not a guy that's trying to not be seen. He couldn't care less if he gets seen. He's not looking to keep a low profile. He's not obeying American law. He went ahead with his plan to lean over the side of the bridge and illegally plant bullets in a sea lion or two. Or as Obama might sensitively describe it, share the many layers of ethnic diversity by fishing Mexican style in a city that appreciates colorful cultural contributions. And then, because she was there, because she ate in the general vicinity, Kate Steinle, after finishing dinner with her father, decided to take an evening stroll on the same bridge. And this is when somehow, you know, once again, we get this this wild phenomenon. The 5 times deported Mexican illegal, his illegal gun, which, you know, for all we know, it came from Fast and Furious. It supposedly accidentally discharged, and instead of a bullet landing in the head of a sea lion, it hit Catherine straight in the back. And her heart stopped twice. They tried to save her. She died not on the floor like Pelosi predicted, but in a hospital in her parents' arms. All because of this policy. All because of breaking the law and shaping the law in order to stay in office, Pelosi, Obama, whoever it applies to. You are the enemy of the state. We'll be right back. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. people who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com, where the prices are crazy and there's always something on sale. Always something on sale. And what makes this good is if you look at your major calibers, you know, if you're a handgun guy, that's going to be 40, 45, 9 millimeter. If you're a wheel gun guy, it's going to be 38 Special, 357 Magnum. Even on some of the, you know, more exotic cartridges like 357 SIG or maybe even 10 millimeter, they have multiple choices. In some cases, with like 9mm and 45, you're going to get bored trying to pick out which one you want to buy. But you'll find what you want to buy. It may be based on price. It may be based on what it is, but you'll find it at the price you want to pay or less. And you can do all of that by going to AmmunitionDepot.com. You know, I'm half British. So I'm drawn to British television. I don't know exactly why. And one of my favorite shows is a show called Midsummer Murders, which takes place in a fictitious county in Britain called Midsummer, where apparently they're quite homicidal, which is quite actually indicative. In the UK, there are 2,034 violent crimes per 100,000 per year. Here in the United States, about 410. Very violent in the UK. But the anti-gunners love the UK because their guns are banned. Not even the regular cops have guns. Hardly anybody's shot. They get out there, and here's one of the things they're trying to say. They're trying to say that the British police are better than the American police because they don't shoot people as often as the American police do. Now, first of all, there's a big difference in population. That plays a lot into it. Second of all, how many times here in the United States, there's about nearly 50 million interactions between police and regular people every year. So the odds of being shot by a cop wrongfully are very low. It does happen. It does need to be policed up, no doubt about it. But the actual odds about it are about that, probably about the same as your child being shot in school by a spree shooter, which is also extremely rare. Now, for the Americans, You know, we've seen recently how, you know, before it used to be the military should be the only ones that had guns, the cops should be the only ones that have guns. Now they don't want the cops to have guns, too. This is, I don't know. In 2011, blogger Jim Fisher counted 607 Americans shot dead by police that year. In 1996, nearly 20 years ago, excuse me, there were 45 million police-civilian interactions. I'm sure that's gone up. Using those rough numbers, you can hardly conclude that American cops are trigger-happy, especially when you look at some of the cops that I've seen with their body cams, where they're running away from the guy, backwards, to keep from shooting him while he's chasing them. In 2011, in England, after a protest began when there was actually a black teenager shot by a cop, there was massive riots in London. Whole blocks were burned down by one Molotov cocktail. Londoners would be grabbed and stripped of their clothes and dragged by their heels in the street, naked. They didn't deal with community attack. When the cops saw this happening, the cops pulled back. They have the capability in Britain of bringing an armed response if they want to. The problem is that even at a certain point, even with an armed response against an unarmed populace, those numbers still are overwhelming. They're still overwhelming, so you can't actually get in there unless you plan to just kill wholesale. In England, right now, we're still waiting to see where the Muslim tension takes them as their diversity diversity continues to implode on them. But back to those race riots in 2011, disarmed London citizens were helpless against the looters and arsonists and the usual rabble that, you know, they capitalize on civil unrest. On 10 August, in Winston Green, Birmingham, three men, Hanun Jahan, 21, and brothers Shahzad Ali and Abdul Musavir, were killed in a hit-and-run incident while attempting to protect their neighborhood from rioters and looters. A 68-year-old man, Richard Mannington Bowes, died on 11 August after he was attacked while attempting to stamp out a litter bin fire in Ealing on the evening of 8 August. In London, between Monday afternoon and the early hours of Tuesday, 14 people were injured by rioters. This included a 75-year-old woman who suffered a broken hip in Hackney. In Barking, East London, 20-year-old Malaysian student Ashraf Razli was beaten and then robbed twice by looters emptying his rucksack. And there was 186 injured police officers, 5 police dogs. Rioters set 100 serious fires, 8 fire engines had their windscreen smashed, and 2 fire cars were attacked, leading to property damage, which remains to this day. And there in England, that is the price of safety. Because England is a police state. In order for it to be a police state, the populace has to be disarmed and watched. And in the United Kingdom, they have more surveillance than anywhere in the world. They can look at you from, no matter where you're standing at any given time, they're probably seeing you from 4 or 5 different angles. 4 or 5 different angles. And yet in England, where there are not armed cops, we have incidences like the soldier who was just crossing a street and was attacked by 2 Muslims and hacked to death. And all the citizens of England could do, all they could pull out were camera phones. What kind of videos are they making over there? In Manchester, in the Manchester Muslim community, the disarmed UK police now have something of a terrorist problem. And the somewhat disarmed UK police are having to tool up. And this is a problem because you want to talk about unqualified. This is what happens when you have a group of supposed professionals being handed tools of the trade for the first time. They're having to bring back retired police marksmen to fill the gap. Now, this is a public... Now, you know, before they took all the guns away in England, there wasn't a whole lot of gun crime there anyway. This is a... the national psyche of the country is pretty much one of class. There's the upper class, there's the lower class. The lower class doesn't get to participate in certain things that the upper class takes for granted. This is one of the things that the people that come to this country from England love, because we have no class system here. And they look at it, the whole determiner as to the class system as whether or not you can own a gun. And not only do they buy guns when they get here and get naturalized, they buy guns, they get permits, and they become exemplary U.S. citizens. They come in and they join the melting pot. Unlike the disease vectors in the sanctuary cities of the United States today that murder and rape little girls and stuff them into igloos, igloo coolers that, take women captive and enslave them for years, that shoot a college student in the back because they thought it would be, you know, instead of watching the game, they decided to shoot sea lions on the pier. This is America today. This is the America we've been allowed to become. This is the America they want us to become. And it is fast approaching, critical mass as far as I'm concerned. And, you know, when it does pop, okay. I'm okay with that when it pops. Because I know where it's going to go. It's going to be very unpleasant. And it's still okay, because where we are headed is because of where we are. And nobody here has got the, you know, you and I, yeah, but we're not there. We can't imagine being there. Nobody from there wants to come back to be like us. To just be normal. To see things normally. Not to get out there and decide that we can determine what we look like or who we are or what sex we are. It's a good thing my heart's been replumbed. I'll just say that. We'll be right back. Coming up next, Steve Fisher, Sentinel Concepts on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.